Now we're going to hear from this Eagles' second pick in the seventh round, Merrill. Jordan Poyer, cornerback from Oregon State. Jordan, congratulations on being selected by the Philadelphia Eagles. Welcome to Philadelphia. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling real good, man. It's been a long couple of days, but I'm feeling real good now.
Yeah, you know, everybody says that. Tell me about your last couple of days. What's the emotional roller coaster been like for you?
I mean, it's just been crazy. I mean, it's something that you really can't explain. You know, it's some long days. You know, draft picks going by. You know, just expecting a phone call. You know, it's been crazy, but you know, I'm just excited to be Eagle now, and I'm excited to get to work.
What counts is how the whole thing ends up, obviously, Jordan. But it had to be tough for you because I have seen reports right along that had you going either in the second or third round.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the same reports, but you know, I was expecting the worst and just hoping for the best. I mean, obviously, it'd have been cool to go in those early rounds, but you know, I feel like, you know, Philadelphia can be a better fit for me, and you know, I'm excited to play for Coach Kelly. You know, after going against him, you know, for 4 years now, I get to finally be on his side, and so it's going to be exciting. Like I said, I can't wait to get to work.
Jordan, how would you describe yourself as a cornerback, your style of play?
You know, I think I'm very instinctive and just very smart. You know, I know, you know, I study film well, so I know who I'm going against. I know my body, and I know, you know, the type of athlete that I'm going against. And, you know, I just play smart, and I think I play a lot bigger than you know, I am. And, you know, I'm a playmaker. I'm able to make plays on the ball. You know, I believe that I have some of the best ball skills in the country. So it's going to be fun.
I know that you have met Chip Kelly and had a conversation with him. What was that like?
Chip Kelly's a good guy. You know, he's a great coach. I respect him. I respect, you know, the way he goes about his business. And so, you know, I've been going against her for 4 years. You know, his high tempo offense, and you know, I'm just excited to play for him.
We also want to know, Jordan, of course, what kind of interviewer is Chip Kelly? We saw a video on YouTube of him interviewing you at the Pac-12 Media Day, having a little fun there. Kind of a cool way to be introduced to Chip Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, it was. And, you know, I mean, ever since then, you know, we've been, I saw him, you know, my junior year was kind of when we first officially, you know, met and had a conversation when we played there. You know, I met him when I was a high school freshman. That was briefly, though. But, you know, throughout the years, you know, we've just, you know, had some conversations, and he's a great person.
Hey, Jordan, let's talk about your athletic career. A tremendous baseball player as well. You were drafted by the Florida Marlins. Why did you decide to take the route of football?
I mean, it was a hard decision, but I think I just love the game of football. I mean, there's nothing like, you know, the game itself, you know, being in front of thousands of people, you know, and just playing the game. And so, you know, I people still tell me I was a lot better than I am at football, or I was a lot better at baseball than I am at football, but I just love the game of football. You know, I play with a passion, I play with heart, and, you know, I love playing with my teammates.
Is it exciting to you to come up to this next level in about a week or whenever they have the next mini camp? You're going to be surrounded by a lot of guys who I'm sure you have seen on television and you have held very, very high in your estimation, guys who are famous.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited, you know, to see guys, you know, that I grew up watching. You know, it's an exciting deal. And so, you know, it's words really can't express how I feel right now. It's hard to put it in words, but you know, I'm excited to be an Eagle, man.
Jordan, how did you spend these last couple of days? Did you have a lot of friends and family gathered together to find out your fate?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, yeah, I mean, people were projecting me to go in the second and third round. So yesterday, my family all got together, you know, a bunch of my family, and we watched the draft, and you know, just enjoy the time around the family. And today, you know, we couldn't all be together, but I was around my friends today. You know, my friends that are still in school, doing their spring football. Just around them today, watching the draft. You know, they're all excited for me, talking to me right now. But they're all excited for me. You know, and it's something real special.
Hey, listen, Jordan, you're going to be playing against some very, very fast receivers, the likes of DeSean Jackson, for example. What's the key to playing against those kinds of athletes?
You know, you just gotta play smart. You know, I think you gotta understand understand formations, understand, you know, watch a lot of film too. That's really helped me out, you know, understand, you know, serve formations and what they run out of those formations. And, you know, you just got to play smart. No mental mistakes, I think, is the key.
Do you see yourself also having an opportunity, if asked, to return kicks in the NFL level?
If they ask me to play defensive lineman, I'll do that. You know what I mean? I'll go in there and do whatever they ask me to do. I feel like I can contribute a lot on special teams as a returner, as a gunner, as a, you know, on kickoff team. If I had to block somebody, you know, whatever they ask me to do, I'm ready to do. You know, I'm just excited for this opportunity.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like during the mini camp or maybe during the training camp to line up and try to stay with DeSean Jackson?
I mean, he's one of the best. You know, it's going to be hard, but like I said, just play smart. I mean, he's going to be one of those players that's going to make me better, and I'm going to do the best that I can to make him better. So it's going to be a challenge, and I love challenges.
We've seen guys like Asante Samuel here, who is very noisy on the field. He talks. He is rapping with guys from the minute they line up and look at him. And I've seen other guys who are just quiet, go about their business, but make big plays. Are you vociferous?
I think I'm a little bit of both. You know, I think you got to play with passion. I think, you know, I think talking is part of the game. You know, I think when you're out there and you're competing, I think that's just naturally part of the game. And so, I mean, I can be a little chippy sometimes, but, you know, it's just part of my game, you know.
Jordan, what kind of mystique is Chip Kelly in the state of Oregon?
What kind of what?
What kind of, you know, mystique is there about Chip Kelly? Reputation? I mean, I'm sure that what he did in the Pac-12 and the offense and all that, people really hold him in high regard out there.
You know, people really respect him. You know, he's, how can you not? You know, look at what he's done at the University of Oregon. And, you know, he's just a great coach, and he's respected all around Oregon. You know, I came from Oregon, I'm from Oregon, so I know, you know, I grew up, you know, watching University of Oregon and watching Oregon State, and, you know, see what he did with, you know, University of Oregon is spectacular. And so, you know, he's a great coach, and he's highly respected out here.
You played for an outstanding coach, too, and a coach who has NFL experience with the San Diego Chargers, Mike Riley. So this has to help your preparation to make the transition to the NFL.
Yeah, exactly. You know, both, you know, Coach Riley and Coach Kelly, are, like I said, they're both high respected coaches out here. And Coach Riley, I think, really, you know, he, I'm glad that he gave me the opportunity that he did to play for him. And so, you know, that's where I'm at right now.
Jordan Poirier, we thank you so much for joining us here today. Congratulations on being selected by the Philadelphia Eagles in this draft. And we look forward to seeing you when you get to Philadelphia, Jordan. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You got it. Jordan Poirier.